Hollywood, California, fight fires of inspiration. Stephen Foster was America's greatest troubadour. He immortalized the folk songs of our nation, those melodies that were born on the piping tones of his flageolet, passed on into sweeping symphonies, soothing and stirring millions who heard his simple music. His life was tragic because he was so intensely human, so much the artist. And so tonight, White Fires, written by John Slott, presents the life story of Stephen Foster, with Wilbur Hatch and the Columbia Orchestra offering the musical settings. Throughout the nation, throughout the world, there are monumental testimonies to his greatness. In Fargo, Georgia, there is written on a granite shaft by the Suwannee River, "In memory of Stephen Foster." In Indianapolis, Foster Hall contains in its archives the music of that departed genius of folk song. But no granite or steel walls can confine the music of Stephen Foster. His was the music of the universe. Melodies of joy, heartbreak, love, and despair. And he wrote so eloquently of them all because he had known them all.
Identification on the patient in the public ward except this piece of paper.
Well, what does it say?
Dear friend and gentle heart.
Five penciled words found on an unidentified man dying in the charity ward of the Bellevue Hospital. Five words that were the start of a melody of despair by one Stephen Foster, who all his life had written songs of gentle gladness. But our story starts long before this. It is the year 1848 in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Stephen Foster, bookkeeper for Irwin and Foster, commission merchants on Castle Row, sits at his desk, hums dreamily as he stares out over the serene, gentle confusion of the Ohio River.
Have you finished those additions yet?
Oh, yes. No. Oh, I'll have them right away, though.
Oh, now stop your idling. We're invited to the Castleys for dinner.
I'll be through the figures by the time you're back, Dunning. 5, 7, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 22, 24, 25, 28, 29, la, 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 la. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, for I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I do, too. It came to me this afternoon.
What are the words?
Oh, nothing in particular. I thought of it like this. It rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun so hot, I froze to death. So then, don't you cry.
Oh, what nonsense.
Yes, that's what it is.
What's that?
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with... Now, you have to hold that a long time. Now, come on, Sophie, you help me. With my banjo on my knee.
Well, you two sound like the Andrews Quartet down at the old Eagle Ice Cream Saloon.
Quartet? Quartet?
Stephen, where are you going?
Down to the Eagle Saloon to find that quartet. Very cool out here on the veranda, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it was a bit startling inside with the dancing, you know.
May I introduce myself?
Mm. We've had sort of an informal introduction on the dance floor when you nearly fell over my feet.
Yes, I was rather clumsy, wasn't I? Oh, my name is Stephen Foster.
Oh, I'm Jeannie McDowell.
So I've been told.
And you knew me?
No, I just inquired about you.
Oh. And what did they say?
I don't remember. Oh, exactly. Oh, but it was all very nice. Yes. Yes, it is.
What is?
It's the light in your eyes. Like the light in the skies.
Light? I don't seem to see any light in the skies.
Oh, I'm quite certain you do.
Are you always so certain of everything?
No, no. Are you? There's something wonderful in not knowing everything. Then life is constant with its ever-changing surprises. Now, look at those heavens. They never look the same to me, or that river. Every light of day or shadow of the night finds a new ripple. A new mysterious sight, unseen before.
Do you go on like this always?
Oh, no. No, only to those, I want to impress.
Oh, it's all very bewildering to me, Mr. Foster. Well, if you'll pardon me, I must go in now.
I shall, on one condition.
Yes?
If you say, pardon me, Stephen.
Oh. Good night, Stephen.
Good morning, Gunning.
Good morning. Do you realize that it's 12 o'clock?
Oh, dear, so it is.
What's come over you?
My dear brother, I have some good news for you.
Mm-hmm. You've been drinking again, huh?
Oh, odious word. Dear Brutus, odious word. I've been celebrating.
Celebrating what?
La, 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 la. That, my dear brother, is the voice of Stephen Foster, weaver of wondrous melody.
Now, look here. Either you tell me what this drivel is all about, or I'll pitch you into the river.
Oh, perish the thought. I am resigning from Foster and Irwin... commission merchants, to sing my own compositions. Well, here, listen to this letter. S.C. Foster, Esquire. Dear sir, your favor of the 8th inst. Is received, and we hasten to reply. We will allow you 2 cents on every copy of your future publications by our house. From your acquaintance with the president, well, so on and so on. It's signed Firth, Pond and Company, New York. Now then, are you convinced?
Mm-hmm. Certainly I'm convinced, but where's the check for your song?
There it is. $5.20.
And how long do you expect that to last?
Long enough for me to write a dozen songs like Brother Gum and Nellie Was a Lady.
You are a bit mad, but in a nice way, Stephen.
You will be proud of me yet, Dunning.
I know I will, lad.
Well, I've got to run along. There's a young lady I'm desirous of having a little talk with.
Joe?
Yes?
for Miss Jeannie.
I'm expecting Mr. Richard Cohen. Will you show him into the parlor when he comes? Oh, good heavens, why, he's early. Oh,
I'll let him in, Miss Jeannie.
Hello.
Why, Stephen.
How are you, Jeannie?
Stephen, what brings you here now?
You, Jeannie. What else?
Well, Oh, dear.
I come on wings of a song. Before you stands a new minstrel, Stephen Foster.
Stephen, what happened?
I got a new job.
Really, Stephen?
Really.
Oh, dear.
Should I answer that, Miss Jeannie?
Rachel. Stephen, will you go into the library? Father's expecting some patients in the parlor.
Why, of course.
It's the door to the library.
I know where it is.
All right, Joan, I'll see who it is. I'll hide right here in this alcove.
Yes, Miss Jeannie. Yes, sir?
Dr. McDowell is wanted at the Hawthorne House.
Oh, he done gone there already.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear, I thought that was Mr. Cohen.
Well, I'll let you know, Miss Jeannie. You just go in there with my Steve.
Oh, and be careful what you say when Mr. Cohen comes. Stephen. Stephen.
Oh, I was just reading Poe. I see his book has been well fingered.
Oh, yes. I love his poetry.
I do, too. I like his feeling for lovely things. Look, here he wrote, Helen, thy beauty is to me like those Nicene box of yore, that gently o'er a perfumed sea the weary, way-worn wanderer bore to his own native shore. On desperate seas long wont to roam, thy hyacinth hair, thy classic face, thy naiads have brought me home to the glory that was Greece and the grandeur that was Rome. Lo, in yon brilliant window niche, how statue-like I see thee stand, the agate lamp within thy hand. Ah, Psyche, from the regions which are holy land.
You have a way, Stephen, of saying things that mean so much. Oh, dear, that's not what I'm trying to say, but...
I think I understand, Jeannie. There's something I want to ask you.
Pardon, Miss Jeannie, but Mr. Richard Cowan is calling.
Oh, are you sure he asked for me?
Yes, Miss Jeannie. He said
I'll go out and see him.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes, Miss Jeannie.
How long has Mr. Richard Cowan been calling on Miss Jeannie?
Well, sir. Well, seem like I suppose I can't remember much, Steve. However, I don't like him. He puts on too many airs. When he say one thing, he sound like he mean two. I don't like him, no, sir.
Well, I can't blame Miss Jeannie. He's wealthy, a fine lawyer. He has everything to give her.
Yeah, sir. Everything but a heart, my Steve.
What'd you say, Joe?
Nothing, my Steve.
You said something about his not having a heart.
What I mean, sir, was a heart like yours.
What do you know about my heart?
I heard you singing, my Steve. That's all to know an old black Joe need to know. My Steve.
Yes, Joe?
I've been here a long time. I knowed Miss Jeannie since she was a baby. If you want to win her, you stand up to her and speak strong-like.
You think that will do it?
Well, I hope it will, sir.
Joe?
Well, I was coming, Miss Jeannie. I showed the German out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen, but I did have an engagement with Richard Cowan.
Well, Jane, what's your answer?
What answer?
Are you going to marry me or Richard Cowan?
Why?
What is it, yes or no?
Well, yes, Steve.
Did I hear you say yes?
Send Stephen Foster a check for all the books at home, Masses and Nicole Cole Brown, an old dog Trey, and make it $2,000 on account. I have the reports on the Stephen Foster songs, Mr. Firth. We paid him $9,436.49.
Mail him another check for $5,000.
Steve, we drink it up as soon as we get it. We have no money in the bank.
Never mind, dear. They tell me old Black Joe will sell 100,000 copies. Poor old Black Joe. I can see him now, shuffling and grinning, shuffling and grinning.
Oh, Mr. Firth, Stephen Foster wants an advance check.
What in the world does he do with all of his money? Tell him no. No, wait. Give him $100 in advance.
I didn't want to waken you. I lost my key.
Steve.
Huh?
You've been drinking again.
Yes, I...
Is it so hard to stop, Steve?
Apparently.
Here, let me fix you a glass of hot tea.
Don't bother,
Jeannie. It won't take a minute, dear. Come into the kitchen. You poke up the fire, Steve, while I put on the kettle.
No sooner said than done. There. There you are.
Stephen, you haven't been looking any too well lately.
Let's not talk about Stephen. He makes me feel rather ashamed.
Maybe there's a reason for him being over here.
You would have done better with Richard Cowan. I saw him yesterday.
Oh, no. I've grown too fond of Stephen Foster. I'd miss his madness.
The years do something to us. Don't they, Jeannie?
Yes. They brought us days of happiness, of luxury, and then days of sadness and what?
I was thinking of that this evening, walking down the street. The words came back to me. I sigh for Jeannie, but her light form strayed far from the fond hearts round her native glade. Her smiles have vanished, and her sweet songs flown. And all the time, I saw her as she appeared to me that first night at the party. You came into my soul that night, Jeannie. Now you're there so deep, you'll be there forever.
I know, Stephen. It's the one place I've always wanted to be. The only thing I'm sure of. The tea is ready, Steve.
Jeannie, I've decided to go to New York.
To New York, Steve?
Yes, I'm going to see if Firth and Pound will give me a new contract. My old one has ended.
Very well, Steve. I'll pack your things early tomorrow morning. Now then, darling, drink your tea and come to bed. And please, forget all tomorrows. Tonight.
I'm sorry, Mr. Foster. We can advance you nothing. Your songs are not selling as well as they have been. Good day.
Good day.
Thank you.
Another drink, bartender.
I don't see any money on the line.
Oh, well, I had a few bills.
You had a few bills. But I'm not pouring until I see it on the bar.
Yeah, I'll pay for it. Just set them up.
Well, that's different.
Huh? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I drink to your health, sir.
And I'll drink to your great songwriter.
You know me?
You're Stephen Foster, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I'm Stephen Foster. Tell him, will you? Tell them all. No one believes me.
Well, you don't quite look like the man you were.
No. I've been sick.
My drink, Mr. Cooper.
This is Miss Dolly Tremaine.
How do you do?
Dolly here sings at the Lenox Music Hall.
Really?
This is Stephen Foster, darling.
Oh, really? I've sung many of your songs, Mr. Foster.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear you say that.
Oh, yeah. I had them weeping in their cups.
A bartender, just set them up again.
Mr. Maine, I wonder if I could ask you a favor.
Well, depends on what it is.
Do you know Jeannie with the light brown hair?
I should say I do.
Will you sing it for me?
Sure. Why not? I'll have to persuade this piano player to follow me, not leave me.
You see, Foster, the three of us all have something in common.
Yes, of course. Music.
No. Failure. Tremaine is a name she hides under. She once sang in the finest concert halls of Europe. Our story doesn't need revealing. It's rather apparent.
Can't write anymore. I can't.
Oh, good morning, Steve. I've got a great idea for a ballad. And it closes with the line, if you've only got a mustache.
And you want me to write some music for that?
Why not? That's what the publishers want. A comic or a sentimental ballad?
I can't write that dribble, George.
Yeah, and I suppose writing hymns is artistic. Rather nothing but pot boilers. And let me tell you, Steve, you're not the man you used to be. The days of my old Kentucky home, old Black Joe, old Susanna, are gone. People want love songs.
Well, what's the matter with Jeannie coming o'er the green?
Ah, you've got her in every song you've written for the past 4 months.
That's the only way I can remember her.
Well, I'll take my ideas to Tucker. He'll do something with them. Goodbye.
That's the only way I can remember her.
We found him almost bleeding to death, Doctor. He was laying in back of a store on Elizabeth Street.
Nurse.
Yes, Doctor.
Have him put into Ward 11. Lister's identification.
Dear friends and gentle hearts.
So lived and so died Stephen Foster, immortal troubadour of America. And when they laid him to his final rest, a lovely voice out of the past sang... Tonight's program was written by John Slott. Musical score and direction were by Wilbur Hatch. Ted Osborne and Lirian Tuttle were featured as Stephen Foster and Jeannie, with Fred Shields as Old Black Joe and Howard McNear as Stephen's brother, Dunning. Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair and Old Folks at Home were sung by Hallie Foster. Tales of the White Fires of Inspiration are under the direction of Ralph Scott and come to you from Columbia Square in Hollywood. Arthur Gilmore speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.